Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Monday, July 26th. Mixed signals. Mercury lines up opposite creative but foggy Neptune at 3:04 a.m. early Monday morning, but an upbeat Sun-Jupiter trine follows at 4:30 a.m., and I think you'll see smiling faces at the breakfast table this morning. Conservative Saturn will exactly oppose liberal and rebellious Uranus at 10:05 a.m. Monday morning. This opposition first appeared on the day Obama was elected president and signals a time of challenge and realignment between differing viewpoints and political parties worldwide. The power in this once-in-40-year event will begin to fade as the weeks go on, but the changes that have occurred during its appearance in the Skywatch will continue to fuel important breakthroughs in the years ahead. Keep it simple Monday night, but do speak up. Just like the coyotes do on the South Texas coast, and tell the full moon in Aquarius what you'd like to have happen in the future. Speak up. The lines are open, and times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning. Good morning again.
Good morning.
This is Patricia Keel, and I'm here with Elizabeth Scherwenka. And we're
good
here
morning,
on Bonnie Colleen's show, Seeing Beyond. And Quan is looking at my mics. He's saying everything is fine. We're so glad to be here this morning. We got a little ringing in our ears. But anyway, Quan, you're coming in. We're ringing. We're good? Okay, great. Anyway, it's interesting, Elizabeth, wasn't it, to hear that Skywatch and hear what he had to say about global challenges coming up. We've got only a few more hours until that actually is going to happen. The oneness movement seems like the perfect antidote to whatever global challenges we may have. And we're here this morning actually to focus on the oneness movement. I want to welcome Elizabeth. She and I work together and do many trainings in the Bay Area for a oneness movement. Welcome, Elizabeth. So glad you're here.
Thank you, Patricia. It's very nice to be here.
Yeah, you were on our call, I guess, about a month and a half ago. And this morning, we're going to be welcoming a guide from India, Doug Bentley, who is actually, you want to tell our listeners a little bit about who Doug is? He's going to be coming on about 8:15, calling in.
Yes, Doug is from the U.S., and about 2 years ago, he went over to the Oneness University out of Chennai, India, and has been there for the last couple of years, and he's a oneness guide and or considered monk, and so he's a direct liaison to the Oneness University, and he's been here now for the last couple of months, traveling throughout the United States, talking with the oneness blessing givers, the trainers, and the public about what the vision is, what the mission is.
And he's going to be in Berkeley, actually, Saturday morning.
He is going to be in Berkeley, and he'll also be in San Mateo Friday evening.
Wonderful. So we invite you, our listeners, to attend. I know the times for Berkeley. I'm not clear about San Mateo, but we invite you to come to Unity of Berkeley, which is up on Holy Hill at 2401 LeConte Avenue on Saturday. And for those of you who would like to find out more about the Oneness Movement and meet Doug, from 12:30, actually come at noon, we're going to have a potluck, 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock this Saturday, this coming Saturday the 31st, you are invited to come. And we're looking forward to having Doug on the call, and we may have some time not only to hear more about the vision of oneness, but to actually have some of the callers call in if they have some questions. The other thing is we want to tell our callers about our call tonight, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. You want to let people know a little bit about that?
So we're having a conference call this evening at 6 p.m., and it's to answer questions around oneness and give you more information about what it is, as well as offering a blessing on the call. So you can actually have the experience of what that blessing is like.
And we'll be giving you a oneness blessing on this call as well. I can tell you a call-in number. There are two ways that you can be involved in our conference call tonight. You can either go to onenessprogram.com and just register. It's a free call. There's no cost at all. That's onenessprogram.com, and you can register for the call. Or you can just call in directly. The number there is 301-409-2027. That's 301-409-2027. And there's a special PIN that you can dial. It's 442819. That's 442819 pound. And join us on the call tonight, 5 o'clock. We're going to do another call tomorrow, again, to get registered for that, onenessprogram.com. So
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Oh, 6 o'clock tonight, 5 o'clock
tomorrow.
Thanks.
Yes.
So it'll be about a half an hour call. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as we sort of prepare and talk a little bit more about oneness, I'd love to have you share a little bit about your experience of oneness, Elizabeth, with our listeners. And then we can talk about some of the things that are coming up in the Bay Area and beyond.
Wonderful. So what I love about oneness and the movement is that it actually moves. It's called a movement and things move.
It moves.
Just as one gets comfortable, things tend to change. So it's constantly evolving and growing. And there's a very specific mission and vision. And everything that's been talked about or spoken of has actually come true since I've been involved with the movement, which was in 2004. And so I've just watched from my own experience the progression and the growth and where it's heading. And what else I really enjoy about it is that it's experiential. It's not more concepts, more ideas, more knowledge, more books, more teachings, more practices, although there are small things that we can offer to help in your growth. As far as practices go, yet it's a very experiential movement. So what we talk about then is actually experienced in your life. It's not just knowledge for the mind.
That's actually part of what the problem is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, this idea of oneness is certainly something that's really critical for us to move into as a culture and as a world people right now with all of the climatic changes that we're experiencing, with all the interpersonal discontent, with all the distress and discord and seemingly accelerated pressures that people are feeling in their lives right now. This ability to move into states of more deepening as a connection not only to one another but to the divine, to states of awakening, which is one of the things that we'll talk about with Doug when he comes on the call, is certainly critical on the planet at this time. You know, whether you mm-hmm. are someone who has a belief in the Mayan prophecies and the shifts and that are being predicted to occur in 2012, it's really something that all of us can experience just in our everyday life experience. In our inner world, there's turmoil, and certainly in the outer world, there is. And I know my experience of oneness has been a very deep peace that has come to me through practicing the blessing of oneness, through being around people who are really committed to living this kind of life and in a world where we're connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited to be part of this movement, and I feel the acceleration that's happening right now. And maybe you could speak a little bit to that. I know Doug will probably talk about that when he mm-hmm. talks about the vision, but certainly there are a lot more people now that are involved compared to when you were in India and I went to India in 06. You know, could you talk mm-hmm. a little bit about our trainings? Because that's something we want to invite people into.
Absolutely.
What we're doing.
What I also really enjoy about it is the community building. So it's very much about supporting one another and creating community. And through the trainings and through the programs and through the blessings, it's very much creating that for people, people to feel supported and to support others. So Patricia and I, we offer once a month initiation courses as well as deepening processes for people who are already blessing givers. And coming up in August, we're having a three-day retreat down at Mount Madonna Center in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And the dates are August 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And this will actually incorporate both the initiation process as well as a deepening for blessing givers. So it's for both new people who have never received a blessing or aren't initiated to be a blessing giver, as well as for those who are already blessing givers. The website where you can sign up for that is www.oneness-program.com. Again, www.oneness-program.com. And all the information is on there as well.
Great. And, you know, one of the things I think it might be important to explain to our listeners is that, yes, you said it's not, oneness is not a concept. It literally is something, it's kind of hard to talk about, actually, mm-hmm. because it's a phenomenon, and it's an energy transfer that shifts things in the brain. They've done some studies and really noticed that, you know, there's a part of the brain that actually is very active in most of us. And it's the part of the brain that is connected with the limbic system. And it dives us immediately into fight or flight mode. And we all know what that is like. It's when things get triggered and our subconscious unhealed patterns call forth feelings of anger or confusion or distress or, you know, whatever you name it, fear. Fear creeps in many different ways. And we have this just automatic response that happens in the physical body, and then the mind takes over and gives us all the reasons why we should feel this way and, you know, what the other person did to us and blah, 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 blah. You all know that.
The story.
We all have that. It's part of the human condition. And the beauty of this phenomenon is that through the power of this blessing, which can take place physically by having someone like Elizabeth or me or somebody who's been initiated as a oneness blessing giver, this, we are literally a channel. We're not like we're calling ourselves healers or anything. We're simply people who are holding it as a vessel for this energy to move through. So we can place our hands on your head, and there's a transmission of this energy that's coming through, and it does something to the mechanics inside the brain. Sri Bhagwan, who is the powerhouse behind this with his wife Amma in India, call this brain technology. It's like, you know, in your computer, things get moved around. And what starts happening is these parietal lobes, this part of the body that's really connected deeply to the limbic system in the brain, starts kind of releasing its hold on the brain so that other parts of the brain, the more creative parts of the brain and the frontal lobes, become expanded. And in that way, we're really connecting with what really is rather than what's the story that's been built up in the mind and that's caused all of these triggers and these neurobiological upsets in the physical body. So it's a very powerful thing, and it's not something that you can read about and discover. You really have to have the experience for yourself. And there are many ways to have the experience, one of which is having somebody put their hands on your head. Another is to be on a call. We're going to be giving the blessing later on to just receive this intentionally. And you can receive it long distance. We can set up a time and say, you know, we're going to be giving you the blessing tonight. In fact, if you can't be on the call at 6 o'clock, we invite you to be with us and be in a stillness, be in a place of stillness, and to just be open and receptive to receive the blessing. Mm-hmm. And it will come to you. So,
and Sri Bhagwan and Amma, they say that they're basically taking people from existing to living. So we actually have a hard time living every moment of our lives, and we're on this automatic programming, as Patricia said. And so, again, this is about living in each moment and actually experiencing each moment for what it is, not being in the past and the future, which is what those parts of the brain tend to do for us. So,
I think we have a break coming up, Quang, and then we have Doug on the line. So we're so looking forward to welcoming Doug on our call when we come back from this break.
Thank you very much.
Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record Expert, is offering listeners of Seeing Beyond amazing specially discounted rates on her private consultations and weekend workshops. Lisa helps clients to clear blocks so they are able to move forward on their soul's chosen path. She can also help you create more abundance in your life or look at relationship issues as they relate to past or present lives. With the divine guidance of the masters of the Akashic field, it's easy to find the hidden beliefs and fears that hold us back. Call 415-492-0262 now. That's 415-942-0262 now to receive $40 off a private consultation or $55 off a weekend workshop. 415-492-0260 or visit our website at akashicknowing.com.
This is a big week at East West Bookstore. Be sure to check out all the programs at eastwest.com. But the two real highlights will be a hands-on introduction to the power of energy medicine with the one and only Donna Eden. This event will be held at Unity Church of Palo Alto on Thursday evening. Then on Friday and Saturday, join world-renowned psychic Dougal Fraser and learn how to develop your own psychic abilities. Check out eastwest.com for the complete summer calendar.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at bioage.com.
We're back. This is Patricia Keel, and I'm here with Elizabeth, and we're laughing because Doug is with us. Hey, Doug, are you there?
Hello. Namaste, Patricia.
Hi there.
Namaste, Doug.
Namaste, Doug. Elizabeth's got this huge smile on her face. She's laughing. She said, I think I'm just going to start laughing.
Yes.
So we're so excited to have you with us on the call this morning, and I know our listeners are looking forward to hearing more from you about the vision that Oneness University has. We've spoken a little bit about it in the first 15 minutes of the show, but we'd love to have you share more with us and with our listeners. And we also have already invited them to come and meet you in person this Saturday, Doug. Those new people come at noon and have something to eat with us at Unity of Berkeley, and you'll be there from 12 to 2 on Saturday afternoon. So we're looking forward to it. Anyway, tell us more about Sri Bhagavan's vision for Oneness Movement.
Sure. I think the best way to understand it is to kind of see it more along the lines, as we regard it, more as a phenomenon that's actually occurring. In the regard that a phenomenon is not separate from the individual or collective intent from a species. If there's, let us simply say there's a whole bunch of people back in the late 1800s who were very passionate about science. Industrialization was setting in. All these scientists were breaking ground, building off of each other. There's this collective intent in a certain direction that they wanted to know more, they wanted to evolve more. And as they headed in that direction, suddenly the whole universe responds to that intent that they want to take the next step in science. So a young man comes along with not the greatest of education at 17 or 18 years old, discovers the laws of relativity, discovers E equals MC squared, Einstein. So the whole thing about how the universe or the divine or that higher intelligence is actually dependent upon the seeker or the devotee or the person relating to it, that it actually holds no disposition. So when an individual or collective group of people are all feeling that something should happen, it actually manifests. In one way you could say it's actually, we call it a phenomenon, but the reality is these things happen all the time actually. It's just that Western science up until the last maybe decade didn't have it built into its idea of what is possible. In the Eastern culture, this is quite normal. Miracles happen all the time. You'll notice it yourself that when you are driving, you say, please, Lord, please, God, please, light, whatever you relate to it as, I want a parking spot. You show up at the building, there's a parking spot waiting for you. Where is that inside the realms of the old-fashioned science? Now, in the realms of quantum physics, it makes perfect sense. So the whole thing is oneness is actually a phenomenon that spawned or birthed from the prayers of millions and millions of people over the last 2,000 years. In the last 2,000 years, there have been so many people seeking so actively to become awakened through all faiths and all beliefs that quite naturally the universe has responded with some kind of energetic phenomenon that causes a neurophysiological, a neurobiological, and a genetic shift in the body, which results in the natural state you're supposed to be in after the age 18. That's why Bhagwan always says that a child is actually born into an awakened state. Consciousness is experiencing the senses and experiencing reality as it is, without the hindrance or filter of the mind. Around 2 years old or so, the parietal lobes and some other parts of the brain start becoming activated, which make you have sort of a sheath to understand, help the body understand what the body is and is not, so the body can mature properly. So it will know, I'm not the wall, I'm not the stairs, I'm not the car, etc. Around 18 years or so, if it's raised properly, raised in a conditioning environment where it feels very free, and it doesn't identify itself so much with that sheath, quite naturally the process goes off, and all of a sudden it just drops right off. You're fully awakened. The same thing happened with Osho, who was an awakened master. He was raised with unconditional love, not raised in any kind of system. His grandma just sort of raised him out on a farm. 18 years or so, boom, he popped into the state. That's why Bhagwan's saying, it's your natural state you're supposed to be in, and the actual problem is that a certain engine hadn't kicked on in you for whatever reasons, and that your brain is basically wired to be this way. It's just that this phenomenon sort of turns on that engine. Once turned on, each person's process is different, but it just quickly moves into those states very quickly. So
that was really powerful. And, you know, we had a training this weekend, Doug, and I remember saying to some of the people who were there that I had this feeling that I really didn't need to give them any teachings at all. Just the fact that they had decided to come and become oneness blessing givers and become initiated was enough that we could have just, they would have been Diksha givers right then and there. The energies are just happening so quickly, and I think the way you explain it is really, really helpful, at least for me and hopefully for many of our listeners.
And how it's
Thank you.
Accelerating, how the energies
it's
just
so
naturally accelerating.
Intense.
Well, one thing I can comment on, which is very unique and to understand at this time period, is that in 1989, when this phenomenon was first released, it was an energetic thing that was happening. Bhagwan saw the energies were right on the planet, and he basically took a very strong intent saying it should now happen. This phenomenon started spreading across, and it started awakening many, many people all throughout 1989. The problem was that Bhagwan always explains anything that bursts into creation will have its equal opposite. So the thing is, not only did it help a lot of people, but a lot of people got very scared because anything that you don't understand, you naturally fear. Whatever you fear, if you can't control it, you want to destroy it. Mm-hmm. So quite naturally, people were trying to go against this or say, you know, what is this? We don't know what it is. So Bhagwan withdrew the phenomenon. In 2003, he released it again, and many people became fully awakened, actually. In fact, one of my good friends, who's 31 years old, he's an American, he became fully one with the divine, actually. A fully God-realized being, not even 31 years old. So, Bhagwan, again, what happened was people reacted sort of in a negative way. There was concern around the whole thing. Bhagwan withdrew it. As of March 18, 2010, just 4 months ago or so, Bhagwan once again opened up the phenomenon in a very big way. He now is saying the planetary energies for this next 1,000 days to the end of 2012 is the ripest planetary energies for anybody to have a shift in consciousness. Because Earth's electromagnetic field, which is where our collective consciousness resides on, mm-hmm. is having an opening right now. It's very simple for a person to move into a higher state. Mm-hmm. So Bhagwan now is explaining, I'm going to release the phenomenon in a very big way, but I'm going to let it increase slowly over the next 1,000 days. Mm. So what you're experiencing now, it will be well over 1,000 times more than this in the next 1,000 days. So we are, as I've been traveling around just for the last 2 months, we are literally watching everyone just passing out and going into states and laughing and giggling and just going crazy, basically. So it's really amazing to watch this, because I've been part of this work for 5 years, and I watched the extreme differences now that this energy is really taking course. And I agree with you completely, Patricia. I see clearly that it's not about teachings anymore. It's not about anything. It's about delivering a person into the actual state of consciousness. Because these people wanting it, they've already read all the books.
Right.
They want the state.
They have.
It's time to give them the state.
And right. That's really true of probably everybody who is listening to Seeing Beyond. This program is probably designed for people who've already read all the books. So we really invite you to come meet Doug, to come to our Mont Madonna initiation on August 20th, 21st, 22nd. Go to onenessprogram.com. Find out more about the courses and the events we're offering. Now is the time, and you are the people. We're so grateful that you're listening to the show today. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, Doug, a little bit about your own experience of coming into the state that you're in right now?
Sure.
Not so, California, because I know you've been traveling a lot, but that's not the state I'm talking about.
Somebody, Bhagwan actually asked, so what state are you in? The guy replies, Oregon. I just saw the man the other day. He's like, I can't believe I said that's the funniest joke in the world. So when I was 18 years old, I was in a family that was never really religious or spiritual on any levels. I come from just Washington, D.C. area. And I read a book randomly about lucid dreaming. And I just woke up one day when I was 18 years old, and I was in a dream. And I was like, wow, I'm dreaming. This is crazy. I was well aware. I was like, how we are now, having a dream. I was in a pitch white room, and there was a man sitting on a chair. And it is as though, when you walk up to this man, he was looking off into the universe. It was as though the whole actual universe was looking through his eyes or through his body. And I looked at this man, and I felt as though I've met him for millions and millions of years. I was like, I know this being. Like, who is this? And not yet to understand. I'm not spiritual or religious or anything. I'm just this normal, uneducated kind of guy. So there was this weird experience of, like, well, I didn't even understand anything. Just looking at this person, I'm like, I know him. Mm-hmm. He asked me why I didn't believe in God. Then I started actually experiencing a previous lifetime. From 70 years old, I went down to 1 year old, back up to 70 years old, all in about 3 minutes. Now, just imagine right now, you just woke up from that experience into the body of an 18-year-old person in another lifetime.
Wow.
That's what happened. So I woke up screaming and crying, but I had all this energy on the top of my head, and my kundalini, or my body's energies were shaking. So it was the most impacting dream of my entire life, actually. So fast forward to 2005. I'm just a graphic designer in Washington, D.C. I'm not affiliated with anything. I'm just a person who loves design. That's it. I'm starting to get this experience every single day that mankind needs to become enlightened. Washington, D.C. needs to become enlightened. I need to help with this. So I don't know anything. I don't even know that there's other people on the planet that even know about this kind of stuff. It's just that's what information is kind of coming to me out of nowhere. Mm. So I'm starting to meditate and get these weird experiences. So I searched on Google, look for these weird experiences. I come across a video of a woman receiving Diksha. Mm. She's obviously in a heavily altered state. Now, in this state of consciousness, she's explaining that there's a man named Sri Bhagwan in India who gave a Diksha to her. And she's explaining that Sri Bhagwan says that all your effort gets you to the door, but it has to be in the end some kind of divine grace that gets you through. Yeah. And that shocked me because I never heard of such a concept. I thought you had to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like all of us.
Right. Yeah, totally.
The mind at work.
The mind at work. So what I did is I typed in Google the word Sri Bhagwan, came to Google Images and clicked on it, just to try to check this guy out. Who's Sri Bhagwan? I came across a picture, and my heart actually stood still for about a minute. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because this was the man who was in my dreams when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
So I was so shocked because I'm not into any of this stuff. Like, this isn't my deal at all. This is not even my card. So I was like, okay, this is totally freaky. And I suddenly remember what my grandmother kept telling my dad. My grandmother was a mystic, and she's a Roman Catholic, and she'd always say, your little boy here, he's on the planet, he'll be speaking the word of the divine, helping people awaken many years from now, but you must take care of this one. She'd always say this to my dad. It won't be affiliated with any kind of religion, but he'll be speaking about the divine. Mm-hmm. And then I remember another thing I had when I was in third grade, where I had an Indian man's voice come to me saying, when you get older, you're supposed to attain cosmic consciousness. You're supposed to become one with the divine. So I had all these experiences suddenly happen when I'm looking at Sri Bhagwan's photo. And I'm like, what is going on with me? I'm crying in the middle of my office, in the middle of a work day. So I go off and receive Diksha, and for the first time in my actual entire life, I actually experience love inside my heart. And I can't believe it, but I'm like, whatever this is, I got to check it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just kept on giving Diksha to people. I went to the 21-day process in India, gave Diksha, I noticed, without telling anyone about this, everyone was having the similar experiences as me, friends and family. So I'm very critical on things, but I noticed the result seems to be the same. Mm-hmm. So as I grew more and more with all this, I realized this is an actual opportunity. The species has to grow, but we are the people. An individual, a person, has to be the one to have the passion to necessarily help other people. Mm-hmm. The humanity has to save humanity in the sense of, you know, helping humanity raise in consciousness.
Right.
Not, I don't really necessarily believe that people need to run around trying to change people if they don't want to be changed. It's just that as you grow, it naturally helps others.
Mm-hmm.
So I just I got to a certain point where I said, you know what? This is real to me. This is real to everyone I know. I want to do this full time. I approached the university and they said, welcome. You can definitely help. We could really use the help. And I came there and stayed. And it's been just a tremendous privilege to actually be able to serve at this capacity. And it's been really an amazing process and growth for me, too. So it's been really neat.
Wow. You know, Doug, we have to take a little break here, but we'll tune in just another minute. And we'll look forward to hearing more of your story. Thanks so much.
Nature's Liquids is looking for up to 8 motivated business associates in the San Francisco Bay Area. Would you like to add a product line to your wellness center, yoga studio, or professional practice, or supplement your income from home with proven whole food liquid nutritional formulas? Even in this economy, the wellness industry is growing. Mention Sing Beyond for special savings and a 90-day risk-free trial. Call 800-732-1150. That's 800-732-1150. Be sure and mention Sing Beyond, 800-732-1150. And be sure and listen when we talk about these major nutritional products this Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m., right here on Seeing Beyond.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
The Healing Lab Acupuncture Clinic in Palo Alto is offering a special this month only. Initial evaluation is $50 instead of $200. Ion Cleanse Detox Program is $60 instead of $75. And Energetic Nutritional Testing, $75 instead of the regular price of $150. Please call 650-380-1999. That's 650-380-1999. Or go to healinglab.com. That's HEALINGLAB, as in boy.com. For more information.
So this is Patricia Keel back here with Elizabeth Scherwinka, and we have Doug on the line. And I just right now want to remind our listeners that as you're hearing about the Oneness Movement and hearing from Doug, many of you may be drawn to have a desire to become Oneness Blessing Givers and be involved with the movement. And Elizabeth and I are going to be doing a wonderful 3-day retreat in August down at Mount Madonna in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where you can become initiated and really get to know more people in this community. The retreat will be the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of August. And you can go to onenessprogram.com, find out more about it, and register, get our emails, and send us information if you are curious about that. I know Elizabeth has a question for you, Doug, so I'm going to let her have the mic here.
Hello, Doug.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Talking about the acceleration of energy since 1989 specifically, Bhagwan and Amma have been offering these processes in India, and from what I understand, the original process was about 65 days long, and now these people are able to come to these 2-day events and become a blessing giver. Can you talk a little bit about that progression and the transformation and change?
Yes. So what's really what I admire in a very big way about Sri Bhagwan is that he has a master's degree in mathematics, and here's a being who resides in a very, very high state of consciousness or a fully God-realized state, and he's at the same time in that, from that plane or that consciousness, fully integrated with science. Mm-hmm. So to him, he sees everything as one. Mm-hmm. So he always says, understand the technical universe in a technical way. Science can definitely be used. So he basically always talks about something called morphogenic fields. Mm-hmm. Basically that when one person becomes awakened, it offsets the consciousness around 100,000 people. So to him, what he was doing is that there used to be 42-day retreats, and we had to do so many of them to create that much of a field of people in a certain state of consciousness that was conducive to where they could help others coming from that higher state.
Wow.
Now, once that field was created, then it only took 21 days for a person to make it into a state that took 42 days,
mm-hmm.
on average we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then once that field started happening more and more, then we realized it only took about 10 days, about 6 days. And then finally at a certain point, because Earth energies are also changing, it's all about the Earth energies. All of this wouldn't be possible, would be very difficult if it was just even 15 or 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just that we're in the ripest opportunity for awakening right now. So because the Earth energy is changing, because it's now this field of higher state of consciousness that's wrapping around the planet, it now only takes about 48 hours for a person, or 72 hours for a person to go through a process and have a kind of shift in such a way that their engine gets turned on. It's all about turning the engine on. Mm-hmm. Once that engine's turned on, each person on their own is kind of on their own journey at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfolding each differently for each person. So we've noticed now, quite literally, like I've been traveling around, and even in just a one-day workshop or just speaking to people for a couple hours, we've watched a couple people, just in these last travels, make tremendous irreversible shifts in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to see that not only does it's happening so quickly. Sri Bhagwan actually comments on it. He says this. He says, if you study history, when great sages and sages who all come in our path and a phenomenon surrounds them, it happened too slowly.
Mm.
And so society actually had a chance to react.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, there's so many millions of people across the planet who are destined to become awakened in this lifetime. They wanted it. They came in here for it. They're here to do it. It's all of us. It's everyone that's in the spiritual path that's asking for it. He says it's going to sweep across the globe so quickly when this shifting starts happening, that there's not actually a chance for humanity to react in a negative way. Even those who start fearing and having these problems, they themselves will make it before they cause any problems.
Mm.
So that's the whole thing, is that when you reach a certain, it's like a tree tipping in the forest. The roots are all drying out. The wind is blowing. It's swaying deeper and deeper each direction. But there'll be one sway, finally, that it won't be swaying back in the other direction. It may hang out there for a little bit, but then it starts this descent and falling and a shift happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's happening across our planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
As of to date, since March 18, 2010, there's well over a million people across our planet. It's a very literal number. There's well over a million people across our planet who, even though they're not fully awakened, they do not suffer beyond any kind of charge lasting more than 15 or 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah.
So,
why bother?
Different quality human being. Exactly. So amongst them, there's literally several thousand who are actually enlightened like Buddha was, mm-hmm. where the clutchment of the sense, the I am-ness, is no longer entangled inside the mind.
Mm-hmm.
They're in tremendous bliss. As I've been traveling around, I'm always somebody who has to see it to believe it, and somebody through experiences is my truth.
Right.
So as I traveled around, I've been meeting dozens and dozens and dozens of people in that state, and I've watched pretty much, my opinion, I think around like 60% of the oneness community doesn't really get triggered any more than charges come up. They don't last any more than 30 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm. Could you explain to our listeners what you mean by charges? Because that's something
sure.
that we use in our courses, but it might not be a common term that people have, although they'll know what it is immediately.
They'll feel it.
You're, exactly. If you're anywhere in tune with your body, you'll know exactly what those things are. So you may look at the fact, there's one stage of conscious growth where you simply think you're quite perfect and everything's quite perfect, and you're completely unaware about your life. And if there's any problems, it's definitely the other person. It has nothing to do with you.
Right.
Then you get to a point where some kind of crisis happens, or you just simply find yourself at some kind of place where an awakening happens on some level, and you suddenly become aware of what the heck's actually happening inside your body. When we say become aware of what's happening inside your body, it's like you're suddenly in tune with how you actually feel authentically in each moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're also simply seeing what conversations are going on inside your head. Suddenly it's like the light kicks on. Now from that state, you start engaging in your relationships. So suddenly you get home one day, your wife or your husband promised something but didn't come through with it, or your kids did something bad, this and that, and it makes you very upset. Or maybe you'll say your spouse, your companion says, I don't love you anymore, I'm moving on. It makes you tremendously hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that kind of upsetness or hurt or fear or anger or whatever it is that you don't feel comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
normally the way mind is structured, because the parietal lobes are working so fast, the thinking is happening so fast, that your physiological body doesn't have the opportunity to experience that hurt fully. So it stays lodged in you, and you're angry at the person for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Now, one Bhagwan is, in my opinion, somebody who can really take all these heavy spiritual understandings and make it very simple. So this is the greatest kind of roadmap, he explains, that can help you kind of see where you're at in your own spiritual growth. He says once the engine starts kicking on for you, and you really start going through the actual process, a process that you're actually awakening and moving into higher states of consciousness, which is an automatic thing once it starts, mm-hmm. you'll then start noticing that when you get hurt, or get triggered, or get a charge, or get some kind of uncomfortable sensation in the body, it starts falling off. Instead of lasting a month, it only lasts maybe 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, instead of 2 weeks, it lasts 1 week. Suddenly, instead of 1 week, it lasts two or three days. Suddenly, every day seems like a brand new, fresh slate for you.
Right.
And even within a day, you get hurt in the morning, but by the evening time, you're cool.
Exactly.
And then suddenly, it gets down to a point where nothing's really lasting more than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really noticing that. You're like, man, nothing really bothers me anymore. I don't got a bad day anymore. But when you do get hurt, though, it's extremely intense. I'm telling you, because your nervous system, your heart is flowering, mm-hmm. you're really feeling it. When fear comes, fear really comes.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't resist it. Like, it's just happening. It's coming through you. And then what happens, Bhagwan says, is the tree really starts tipping all the way to the final states or the higher states. It's not really a final in the sense that it's a beginningless beginning and endless end as far as growth and consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But the one major threshold really starts kicking in when you start realizing nothing's bothering you more than 30 minutes. Now, to us, that's a different quality human being. If every human being on the planet was permanently, I'm talking about not a psychological state here, I'm saying they are actually in the state, and it's a biological and neurobiological thing that's different in their body now.
Mm-hmm.
So if a whole species is in that state, there wouldn't be any wars on our planet.
Right.
There wouldn't be nothing. These people are in this state right now.
Right.
So that's why when Bhagwan says once that happens, they will grow extremely, extremely fast. Now, what's the other factor to this is, every single prime a person's moving and growing in this planet right now, it's making it that much easier for everyone else. So not only are you going through a process and growing really fast, but it's also being helped by the fact that millions and millions of people on our planet are also plowing through a process as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like everyone collectively is growing every single day. If you're sensitive to energy, you'll start noticing something's really radically happening to you in a big way,
mm-hmm.
Basically on a daily basis.
Yes.
I know people notice it at my church because we do oneness blessings at Unity of Berkeley, and I give everyone the blessing during our quiet, silent meditation for about 5 minutes. And I always have people go, oh, God, those meditations, I don't know what's going on. Because they have their eyes closed, so they don't really, they don't know what's going on. But their energy is sort of building up in that space, and then they carry it every week with them. It's really powerful. They're not blessing givers, but they're in the field all the time.
Mm-hmm. So also I find interesting with this phenomenon is the mind and the awareness around the mind. And even with these charges, a charge may come, and the mind will keep continuing to talk about the charge, but the body's not experiencing anything. There's no charge. It's just the mind talking air, basically.
Your mind is completely addicted to having a problem.
Oh,
suddenly there's no problem. The mind's like, come on. Come
you
on,
can do
play
it.
With me.
So we have our initiation and deepening coming up at Mount Madonna in August. That's the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. If you're interested and would like to join us, we'd love to have you there. It's a beautiful retreat center and delicious food, and there's all kinds of options for accommodations. So if the oneness phenomenon is interesting and sparking you, then please come join us down there in the mountains.
And in just a minute, we're going to have another break, Doug, but we have told our listeners that you would give everyone a blessing on the program. So when we come back after our break, we would invite you to do that.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, fabulous. So, Quan, this would be a good time for us to have a little break. Thank you, Doug.
You know the definition of insanity, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Where are you being insane in your life? A session of the bars with Dr. Casey Crisp will break the insanity, including 10,000 years of negative programming. Dr. Crisp is offering weekday, weeknight, and weekend classes in July and August. Save your place today. Call Dr. Casey Crisp at 415-302-0163. That's 415-302-0163.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
This is Reverend Dr. Patricia Keel, and I'm here with Elizabeth Sherwinka and with Doug Bentley, and we're talking about the Oneness Movement. And before we move into a blessing from Doug, I want to let our listeners know that I'm going to be hosting another show of Bonnie's tomorrow from 8 to 9, and my guest is going to be James Twyman, who has written a new book called Barn Dance. As a result of his wife's murder 3.5 years ago, he had an amazing meeting with her in a barn in Nevada, and is going to be at Unity of Berkeley on Wednesday night, and I'm going to have him on the radio tomorrow morning between 8 and 9 and talking about his book and also about some of his other wonderful activities. So we invite you to stay tuned tomorrow to KEST 1450 AM on the radio. And also I want to let our listeners know we're going to have a blessing from Doug, and then after that we're going to give you the call-in line here at KEST. And if you're in the local Bay Area and you'd like to call in, we're going to open up the lines and let Doug take a couple of your questions. Before we do that, Doug, we'd love to have you offer us a blessing.
Sure.
I know that our listeners would be really feeling great gratitude for that. So.
Sure. We can definitely do that. I'll lead us through a short meditation, but I don't necessarily know if this meditation applies to anyone driving in a car.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes. Put your hands on your heart.
There you go.
Yes. So, if you're not driving in a car, if you could just close your eyes for a moment. And if you'd like to, you could place both your hands on your heart. And I just want you to fall into yourself. Just to connect deeply to your core, your beingness. And I want you to feel as though you're connected to everyone else who's on this call right now. That we're all just holding hands or connected. We're one being. I want you in the most authentic and heart-driven, passionate way to invoke the divine in whatever way it is to you, that it comes and floods your body with grace, that it also is happening to everyone else on the call. So do it for yourself and everyone. You're going to ask this divine presence to be open to receive this diksha for your own spiritual awakening. to relax and receive. As all the Diksha givers on the call, myself, we all start giving the Diksha now. Just relax and be open to receive, nothing more. We'll do this for the next minute.
Thank you, Doug.
No problem.
Namaste.
Namaste.
So I'm going to open up the phone lines. We don't have a lot of time left, but we might have time for one or two calls. And the number here is 415-543-8255. That's 415-543-8255. And I want to remind our listeners that Doug's going to be joining us on Saturday morning at Unity of Berkeley, and you're invited to come at noon, come and have a little something to share with many of the Oneness Blessing Givers from the Bay Area. You're going to be there from 12 to 2 p.m. We're located up on Holy Hill in North Berkeley at 2401 LeConte Avenue. There's plenty of parking in the area. Also, Elizabeth and I are going to be doing a call this afternoon at 6, actually tonight at 6 o'clock, and you can sign up for the call at onenessprogram.com. Or you could just dial direct. The number is 301-409-2027. That's 301-409-2027, 6 p.m. tonight. And the PIN number for your call would be 442819. That's 442819. So any other thoughts, Elizabeth, that you might have before we see if there's a caller coming in, I think.
There is a caller.
Yeah.
Let's take the call.
It's Peter. So, Peter. Hi, Peter.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So, I had a question that I thought the listeners would be interested in hearing about from Doug or from you guys, and that's how does somebody who just wants to sort of, they don't want to dive in completely yet, they just want to stick their toe in the water and experience the blessing directly?
Toe in the water. A local toe or a...
Yeah.
A local toe. A local toe could come to Berkeley on Sundays at 12:30 to Unity of Berkeley. They could also come the first and third Wednesday night at 6:30 at Unity of Berkeley, 2401 LeConte. And I think there are some groups that are meeting in various parts of the Bay Area. And if they go to onenessprogram.com, send an email to us, we'll be happy to connect them up with those local blessing groups. I know there's one in Marin County on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you know,
there's
Elizabeth?
There's one in San Francisco on
Sunday night. Absolutely. Sunday night I think it's at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
At Shotwell Studios. And I think you could look up on the web if you were interested in that. And also, Unity in San Francisco has a group that meets on Wednesday nights as well. Mm-hmm. I believe that's at 6:30, Unity of San Francisco on Bush. So those are some local areas. We have different training groups that are meeting around. There's a group in Mill Valley. There's a group in San Mateo, as well as the Berkeley group. And we're really expanding. Mm-hmm. So that's a great question, Peter. Thank you for calling in on that.
Sure. Thank you.
So we're closing up our time here. Anything else, Doug, that you'd like to add to our listeners? We have a couple more minutes, actually probably about one and a half, before we have to sign off on the air.
I could just like to say that the way I was raised in my family was that we just don't believe in anything unless it's actually our own personal experience.
Yeah, right.
And one of the things I loved about Bhagwan so much is he had this one teaching that says truth, when not your truth, it remains untruth. And it's just basically Bhagwan's always saying, you need to have your own personal experience. The problem with a lot of things these days is that people are coming from a lot of concepts and other people's experiences, and they're using them as their own truth, as opposed to them actually having a real experience as they're and coming having with their experience, having deriving their own truth from their own experiences. So my suggestion and invite to anybody who's listening who seems curious about this is that this is one of these things where you just simply have to have the openness to just check it out and have an actual experience. Mm-hmm. And then decide if this is something you like or don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But just check it out. Because I myself was very skeptical on everything, but I've always been open-minded enough to at least try something once.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things that you don't want to miss out on. Just come and receive this experience, be open to it, and then from there, see where you stand with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to worldoneness.com and find Blessing Givers in your area. So we invite you to do that. This is Patricia Keel.
And Elizabeth Sherwin.
And we're signing off, Seeing Beyond. Thank you so much, Doug, for being with us. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Yep. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.